This is Camp Meeting, a cornucopia of old discs and a collection of sometimes corny cliches, marinated while you sleep and brought to you at the peak of their flavor. One portion of Camp Meeting meets half the daily requirements for iron and potassium, 80% of required protein, 50% of fat, and 100% of your required hot air. A moment ago, I said that this program was being short-waved to People's Corner, but that doesn't necessarily make it so. I unblushingly stole that line from Pappy Wells, more properly Bill Wells, who used to preside over the kilocycles at the L.B. Wilson station. In fact, he and I were the first two guys in Cincinnati to call each other disc jockeys, a brand new expression that we got out of Variety magazine in the early 40s. So that part of the story is true. Now here's an old tune that was stolen from the past. And that was Dreamy Alabama, sung by those two stalwarts from the Stars Fell On State, Camel and Burr. I believe it was Albert Camel, and of course Burr was Henry Burr. And an interesting note, possibly interesting, composer listed as Earl. I only knew of one Earl, and that was Mary Earl, and that was not his real name because it was a man. And if it is the same one, he also wrote Beautiful Ohio, and that's all I want to say about it.
The following is a Camp Meeting editorial, delivered by Camp Meeting General Manager Fred Benignus.
Some many months ago, this reporter lashed out at bumper sticker slogans that don't make a complete sentence, like Save the Dam, and we raised the issue, Save the Dam What? Today, we feel compelled to lash out at a series of bumper stickers, and they've become almost epidemic. They read like this: Blood donors do it better. Sailors do it better. CPAs do it better. Or for variety, photographers do it in the dark. Now, our question is, do what better? Why should anyone take these unsubstantiated boasts seriously when they don't even hint as to what they do better than these other elements of society? Now, take sailors. What do they do better, for instance? Tie knots in ropes or climb mizzen masts? All right, if that's it, why don't they say so? Photographers do it in the dark. Well, now that's a fine slogan, means absolutely nothing. Everybody knows that photographers develop pictures in the dark. Otherwise, their plates or prints would be light struck, and all you'd get is a black blob. In all history, nobody, no nation, has ever had the instruments of communication that we have today, and yet it seems to me that we're communicating less than ever before. In quantity, yes. In clarity, no. So let's get back to the drawing board, bumper, sticker, slogan, thinker uppers, or else a whole generation will be affected by your fuzzy and meaningless slogans. Thank you. That was called Who Paid the Rent for Rip Van Winkle, obviously a Broadway show of many years ago. And the selections included the title tune, Who Paid the Rent, and so on. Fido is a Hot Dog Now, and Everybody Loves My Girl. That was played by the Victor Military Band, and you might also want to know that the label said, for dancing, 60 beats per minute. And I would think that would almost make it a gallop. Isn't there such a thing? You know, sort of like a polka where you hop around the room until you fall over in a faint unless revived by champagne or something like that. Well, let's revive the helicopter, see if anyone's awake up there in the sky. Okay, fellas, go to Gunga Din Drive and Kipling. investigate two goofy-looking guys. One is dressed in the uniform of a British lieutenant, the other in what looks like a diaper and carrying a goatskin full of water. The officer is yelling to the little fella, "You're a better man than I am," and the little guy is yelling right back, "No, sahib, you're a better man than I am." Please find out which is the better man and then tell them both to shut up and get back to their regiments. Report your findings to Mission Control, 10-6.
Couldn't be bothered with any certain one. What's the use of battling with friend wifey every night? Say we can join the army anytime we want to fight.
We have plenty of girlfriends, we love them all, it's true. But if we marry one, what would the other 40 do?
So we'll stay single for their sake
and give them all an even break. We don't want to get married, we're having too much fun.
The two boys that don't want to get married, although I think they both were Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, singing with the Carl Fenton Orchestra. Brief footnote on the helicopter tonight, Gunga Din driving Kipling. Think we made that up, huh? No, sir, we didn't. We have a rule, which we usually follow, that at least one of the two streets has to be a real one. In this case, Gunga Din Drive is there and Kipling is there, and if you want to look it up in the Yaller pages there where they've got all the streets and zip codes, please feel free. And that just about does it, except for one credit, which we would be remiss if we didn't mention. Our editorial announcer for Camp Meeting was Carolyn T. Watts. When the boss... Oh, this is... I'm getting to the scrapbook before I tell you what it is. This is from Monkey Fred's scrapbook. Kind of a Confucianism. When boss say, "Let's play it by ear," make sure he isn't hard of hearing. Ecology for Ecologians, and good night from Fred Benignus and Camp Meeting.
lazy stream of dreams, where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twined in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on, sleep on, care will not seek for thee. Float on, drift on, Moon River, to the sea. The sinking moon fades from the silent bay. The mountain isles loom large and faint, folded in shadows gray. And the lights of land are setting stars that soon will pass away. O boatman, cease thy mellow song. O minstrel, drop thy lyre. Let us hear the voice of the midnight sea. Let us speak as the waves inspire, while the plashy dip of the languid oar is a furrow of silver fire. Day cannot make thee half so fair, nor the stars of eve so dear. The arms that clasp and the breast that keeps, they tell me thou art near. And the perfect beauty of thy face in thy murmured words I hear. The lights of land have dropped below the vast and glimmering sea. The world we have is a tale that is told, a fable that cannot be. There is no life in the sphery dark, but the love in thee and me.
We've played the game of stay away, but it cost more than I can bear. Without you I can't make my way. I surrender to you. I may seem proud, I may act gay. It's just a pose. I'm not that way. Deep down in my heart I say,
love not me for comely grace, for my pleasing eye or face, nor for any outward part, no, nor for my constant heart. For those may fail or turn to ill, so thou and I shall sever. Keep therefore a true woman's eye, and love me still, but know not why. So hast thou the same reason still to dote upon me ever. Homestead had an ample hearth, where at night we loved to meet. There my mother's voice was always kind, and her smile was always sweet. And there I've sat on my father's knee, and watched his thoughtful brow, with my childish hand in his raven hair that is silver now. But that broad hearth's light, oh, that broad heart's light, and my father's look, and my mother's smile, they are in my heart tonight.
Thank you.
the valley of a thousand yesterdays flow the bright waters of Moon River. On and down, forever flowing, forever waiting to carry you down to the land of forgetfulness, to the kingdom of sleep, to the realm of Moon River. A lazy stream of dreams, where vain desires forget themselves in the loveliness of sleep. Moon River, enchanted white ribbon, twined in the hair of night, where nothing is but sleep. Dream on, sleep on, care will not seek for thee. Float on, drift on, Moon River, to the sea. Tonight's poems were On the Sea by Baird Taylor, Love Not Me for Comely Grace, author unknown, and Our Homestead by Phoebe Carey.